What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Recap. Finally back in the studio with Matt Acarpio after his lovely trip to Florida with his lovely girlfriend. It's good to have you back, Matt.
Yes, it is, with that kink in my neck.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
let's get right into an entertaining Monday Night Raw.
Yes, sir, with Raw kicking off with the almighty, the WWE Champion, Bobby Lashley, and a recap of Kofi Kingston actually pinning him last week with Drew McIntyre, and then Kofi Kingston shortly trailing after, with all men bickering back and forth. Adam Pearson comes out saying, you know what, Drew, you will face Kofi Kingston next, and the winner of that match faces Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship at Hell in a Cell, as Bobby and MVP say, you know what, we're going to watch from the MVP Lounge ringside next.
Kofi Mania 2.0, here we come. We all had to know that this match was going to be a bit fishy, and yes, it was.
Of course, with Bobby and MVP making their way down to the ring from the top of the ramp, Kofi then throwing Drew into the Almighty on the chair, allowing Bobby to then cause a DQ running in with Drew attacking him, and then Kofi hitting a Trouble of Paradise onto the champion, and then Drew actually hitting that Claymore onto the champ as he rolls out of the ring.
I must say, I love Kofi in tag team action, but I think he really shines in that singles competition, man. He really put it to Drew. Charlotte and Rhea Ripley meet up with each other in the back, trash-talking each other as Nikki Cross appears.
Yep, saying she can beat both women in easy as 2 minutes, as Charlotte says, you know what, Rhea? Come on, go face her in the next two-minute match. So let's see if you can beat Nikki Cross. And Adam Pearce actually makes that match official next with Rhea taking on Nikki in a two-minute challenge.
Oh,
we haven't seen this in a while, you know, with Rhea actually attacking Nikki, actually starting to get really into it, trying to put some hurt onto her, actually forgetting about the two-minute clock challenge as Nikki actually lasts 2 minutes with Charlotte Flair walking out and kind of laughing at Rhea Ripley as Nikki kind of laughs too. But then we see Asuka take on Charlotte Flair next. This was good.
Oh, this was a hell of a match. It was a long match, Matt. We return from break with Asuka tanking on Charlotte next. This match was absolutely incredible. Both superstars beating the hell out of each other.
This Raw was all about good matches and well long matches. We haven't seen something like this in a while, with Asuka giving a hell of a fight, with the Queen actually finishing off the Empress with a roll-up to become victorious. The roll-up.
Dude, that vicious roll-up, it gets you every time.
Adam Pearce tells Bobby Lashley next that if he interferes in the rematch next week, he will be suspended 90 days. So Kofi Kingston and Drew McIntyre will, of course, rematch next week. And if Bobby interferes, he will be suspended 90 days alongside MVP with no pay.
I mean, does he still hold on to that championship? Because that could be a nice long vacation
for him.
I mean, we all know Bobby Lashley's got the cash.
That's right.
Cedric Alexander takes on Shelton Benjamin next. Cedric coming out telling Shelton that he's just old and washed up.
Yep, and Cedric is in his prime, just pissing off Shelton Benjamin. This was a great promo, getting me ready for their match next. A really good 20 to 25 minute match with Cedric actually thumbing Shelton's eye, able to roll him up with a great victory. What's that again? A roll up, Kyle.
Oh boy. Xavier Woods takes on Riddle next in a pretty good back and forth match, I would say.
Out of nowhere, this match lasted a little bit, but all I care about is the end. Riddle hitting Woods with an RKO out of nowhere, like he was almost in a
trance,
slithering away for a second, as Randy does after he pins his opponent. Oh man, this was actually pretty cool to see, but then he kind of turns back to his normal, happy, goofy self.
I mean, Randy must be wearing off on the original bro, man. RK bro still going strong.
That's right.
We then see Elias take on AJ Styles next, and I can't help but keep saying this, but every match on Raw was absolutely fantastic with another good back and forth match.
Yup, with a few minutes in, Elias actually hitting AJ Styles outside of the ring, and actually Elias comes out and clocks him. The ref didn't see, and then hides behind a barricade next to the commentators, actually allowing Riker to score a pinfall with Amos popping over the barricade, picking up Elias and chasing him to the stage with Riker getting away. Amos just throwing Elias through an LED board. I'd love to see it.
Oh, Elias just had to shit his pants there.
U.S. champ Sheamus takes on Humberto Carrillo next. Sheamus getting a surprising win over Humberto, then actually attacking him after the match, trying to brutalize him, with Ricochet coming to Carrillo's aid, with both Carrillo and Ricochet kind of hitting splashes and 450s all over the U.S. champion.
I mean, I think Ricochet's going to win that U.S. title off of Sheamus come Hell in a Cell.
I bet that.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
We then have our main event, which I was super excited to see. Natalya and Tamina facing Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax for those women's tag team championships.
Yep, with Reginald, of course, coming down mid-match, more like the end of the match. Okay, he tries to help Shayna Baszler, but it backfires, allowing Natalya to roll her up. This just pisses off Shayna Baszler. As they walk up the ramp, she kind of takes Reginald's neck after another fire explosion. It was just chaotic. I loved it. She goes, "You know what, Reginald? You and me next week.
You and me next week, Reginald."
And that's how Raw went off air, so we're going to see what happens.
Well, guys, that was it for a very, very entertaining Monday Night Raw. Let us know what you thought about the show. And Matt and I just want to say thank you to everyone that has subscribed to this channel over the past year and a half. We hit 200 subscribers. Yay for us. Cue explosions here. Everything's going to continue to get better and better, so stick with us. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you for a Friday Night SmackDown recap on Saturday and a NASCAR recap on Sunday. Peace out. No chance.